to Kenya now, where the government has ordered inspections of all its dams and reservoirs after a dam collapsed during heavy rain. At least 50 people have died from flooding in a town in the west of the African country, just 37 miles from the capital, Nairobi. And that's where Peter Moiruri joins us from now. He's a freelance journalist based in Nairobi covering climate change for The Guardian and other publications. Peter, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So, Peter, this dam collapse happened after heavy rainfall and flooding. Talk to us about the storms. Just how devastating were they?
This is one of the heaviest rains we have had in about 5 years, because if you recall, East Africa is just coming out of a 4-year drought. And so these are the heaviest rains in the last 5 or so years to happen. So you can imagine the infrastructure was down. And it's not just in Kenya. It's raining heavily in Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Burundi.
Mm. And you mentioned the drought, but it's also happening near the end of what is traditionally the rainy season. Is more flooding and heavy rainfall expected?
Yes, according to the weathermen and women, the rains are predicted to continue for the next couple of weeks, but they will reduce in intensity. But in the meantime, we are still to experience higher amounts of rainfall, similar to what is happening now.
So when the dam burst, tell us what we know about that, because that's caused extensive damage. Is it too early to have any sense of why that happened?
If you know about the geography of East Africa, we have the Rift Valley that runs from the northern part of Kenya to the southern part of Kenya, bordering Tanzania and extending to Mozambique. Now, that means that there are certain individuals like this village in the town called Maimahiu in the Rift Valley that lives on the floor of the valley. So when you have dams that are located higher than the people are living, due to the heavy rains like it happened, they are prone to burst their banks and sweep everything on their path, including individuals.
Mm. Has this happened before? Why is it that people live lower than the dam?
These are the people of low economic means. So they are prone to live and build houses very close to waterways, rivers, because perhaps they cannot afford land away from such waterways, and mostly because sometimes there are no systems to assist them live on higher ground. And this is the second time. The first time it happened was in 2018, when a dam 100 or so kilometers west of where this happened again burst its banks. But this is the highest number of people we have lost as a result of such a dam breaking its banks.
And I'm wondering, were there questions beforehand about the strength of this dam and other reservoirs before the tragedy? And I'm wondering, because maybe of who was actually living there, was this not an area where the government put resources to strengthen the dams?
There are no prior warnings. Remember, these are informal settlements. And so if there are any warnings, these are a bit ad hoc. You know, just like observation, oh, the water levels might rise, you know, something bad might happen. But there have been no official warnings, for example, to evacuate the people to higher ground, because you assess and see that maybe in a week's time the dam will fill up and it might kill people. So usually, in most cases, a case of reacting to the disaster after it has happened.
Kenya has a blossoming green energy sector, and the dams are part of that. How vital are they?
They are so vital because about 91% of power in Kenya is renewable from water and geothermal. But when they fill up the way they have all filled up, it's a disaster still waiting to happen. This was a small dam in Maimahiu that killed 50 people. We'll be talking of hundreds of people being swept downstream. Should one, just one of those big dams supplying electricity, burst?
Mm. And do you think the government is aware of this? I mean, as you mentioned, and you've come on our show before to talk about, you know, just how much of a leader Kenya is in the area of renewable energies, and the dams, as you just said, are a big part of that. Might this be one of the downsides of that if the government isn't very vigilant?
Yes, you said correctly. As much as Kenya has made strides in its renewable energy quest, we are having a population explosion right now in Kenya. When these dams were constructed in the 70s and 80s, Kenya had a population of perhaps 20 million people. Today we have a population of over 50 million Kenyans. So that means that they're occupying land they would not have occupied 30 or 40 years ago. So this is a downside of the same progress that we have made. And if not controlled by the government, by moving people from such riparian areas, we are going to see such an act of progress becoming also an act of destruction.
Freelance climate change journalist Peter Moiruri joining us from Nairobi after a dam burst flooding nearby villages and killing dozens. Peter, thank you for your time.
You are welcome.